Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, April 4th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. Apple has officially lowered the price of the HomePod AirPlay 2 smart speaker with Siri. Roughly 1 year after launching the HomePod in the U.S., HomePod was originally priced at $349. The new price is $50 lower at $299. HomePod has similarly dropped in price by roughly 15% in each region where it's sold, including the UK, where the price drops from £319 to £279. A lower retail price for HomePod also means lower sales prices for HomePod, and 9to5toys.com is tracking promotions for $249 brand new. That means a stereo pair can now be had from $600 versus $700 or $500 if you get a deal. Apple is likely responding to market demand. Apple holds much of the premium smart speaker market, but the premium space is a small slice of the overall smart speaker market. Apple's most enthusiastic HomePod customers likely bought hardware during the first year, so a 15% price drop would be worth the rare price decrease if Apple reaches at least 15% more customers. Since its initial launch, HomePod has added AirPlay 2, stereo pairing, and multi-room playback, plus new voice commands for checking your calendar, starting phone calls, setting timers, and even finding a misplaced iPhone. The next big question, aside from when will Apple offer a smaller HomePod, is what new features are in store for HomePod in the next big software update? Music automation, more audio sources without using AirPlay, EQ controls. We should know more between June and September this year, based on last year's updates. And on the Mac App Store, Barebones Software has reintroduced BB Edit, the tried and tested HTML and text editor for the Mac. BB Edit famously left the Mac App Store nearly 5 years ago, but Apple promised the app would return to the new Mac App Store as part of macOS Mojave last June. BB Edit on the Mac App Store is finally here as of today, replacing the $50 license cost with a 30-day free trial and a $3.99 per month or $39.99 per year subscription to unlock the full app experience. BB Edit still sells the licensed version on the web, exclusively selling the subscription version through the Mac App Store. Microsoft Office apps and Panic's Transmit app have also joined the new Mac App Store as part of Apple's effort to win over major developers. And in the UK and Ireland, Apple Music now works with Amazon Echo and Fire TV, joining the initial launch in the US. And in Apple leadership, Apple has added Adrian Perica to its leadership page. Perica has worked at Apple since 2009, currently in the role of Vice President of Corporate Development, which covers mergers and acquisitions. The change, according to Mark Bergerman at Bloomberg, is that Perica used to report to CFO Luca Maestri. Now, according to the leadership page profile, Perica reports directly to CEO Tim Cook. Bloomberg suggests that's because Apple has its goal of spending much of its cash on hand, and that likely means a major acquisition soon. The change should streamline the M&A process. And if you have a recent Vizio Smart TV, Vizio has officially opened its beta group for testing AirPlay 2 and HomeKit features. Check out our story on 9to5mac.com to see how to join. And if you're curious about the differences between Apple's new AirPods and Beats' new PowerBeats Pro, which were officially announced yesterday, check out our comparison guide. And finally, Jeff Benjamin has a new hands-on video review with the brand new iPad Air 3, Apple's new 10.5-inch mid-tier tablet priced at $499 and up. That's $150 cheaper than the old iPad Pro of the same size that it replaced in the lineup. Watch the full review on youtube.com/9to5mac. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. And subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.